Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Show. We're brought to you, as usual, by Persona Nutrition. I use Persona for my personalized supplements, and you can too. You want to have some fun? Take the free online assessment to get the supplements personalized just for you. You can go to mypersona.com. And we have a great guest for you who has nothing to do with supplements, vitamins, but has a lot to do with you living younger and staying younger. This is number 996B of our podcast, and we're talking in a very unusual way with someone who is president of the Turf Mutt Foundation, T-U-R-F-M-U-T-T Foundation, and he's going to talk to us about the value of being outdoors. And you may hear a barking dog in the background. I'm going to let him explain, because that barking dog is really the spokesperson for the foundation. Chris is just telling us what he's saying interpreted for us. So thank you for tuning in, for downloading us. As you know, the B segments are always the guests. The A are the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. And usually we try and get non-COVID news and non-coronavirus news. You've already heard too much of that, probably. In any case, Chris he's an attorney. He's coming to us today from Alexandria, Virginia, just outside the nation's capital. And he is the president and CEO of the Outdoor Power Equipment Institute, as well as president of the Turf Mutt Foundation. And he's a passionate advocate, but I'm going to let him tell us what he's a passionate advocate for. Chris, thanks very much for coming on.
Oh, my pleasure. Good to be with you.
So what is the Turf Mutt Foundation? And why would anyone come on a medical show?
Well, the Turf Mutt Foundation is the education arm of our trade association. I represent a trade association that makes equipment and engines and power equipment and utility vehicles, et cetera. All the equipment used to maintain the outdoors, so landscapes and forestry. Then you're getting a lot of noise probably from a brand new little dog who is the spokesdog, and I'll get to that, spokesdog of the Turf Mutt Foundation. It's told from a dog's point of view, and it's made it very sticky for kids. 70 million kids, teachers and families have used the Turf Mutt education curriculum. It's put in schools by Scholastic. But what our industry did, they decided to communicate in a meaningful way that if we did right by the outdoors, if we taught kids stewardship and have them better understand that nature started at your back door and that this was urban habitat. And so even if you lived in the city, our homes are habitat for a wide range, insects, birds, you name it. And if we all did our part, no one's an island, we're all in this together, that we could make a difference. And so Turf Mutt was born, and nobody knows your yard better than your dog. And so it's told from a dog's point of view. So there's a superhero, cartoon character, Turf Mutt. Bad guys, heat freak, dust even, carbon creep. So that's the heat island effect and dust and particulate matter and climate change. The largest carbon sink in the country are our lawns and landscapes. So all of those things are put into lesson plans, put into schools, and what we know about the outdoors and our lawns, and we've just learned of late, the criticality to the family and to each of us is that it's a great stress reliever, anxiety reliever. Turf Mutt teaches that. Again, it's curriculum put into schools by Scholastic, the world's largest curriculum provider. It's legitimate education, and it's been very successful for us.
The outdoor power equipment companies have sponsored this Scholastic effort to teach about the benefits of the outdoor living. Is that, I understand, and Turf Mutt and the dog that you have is part of this educational effort to teach the value of the outdoors.
Right, and it got started 10 years ago. We were confronting a drought crisis in California, well, before then. I was watching my dog in the yard, and he knows where the foxes come in and where the raccoons are and where the deer have come through and et cetera. And we decided to teach it from a dog's point of view and like a superhero. Again, Turf Mutt is a cartoon. We've been on a couple TV shows, Animal Planet, public service announcements, fairly wide distribution. So there's a cartoon character. Again, the bad guys, they're good guys. But behind the cartoon character, like Peter Parker, Spider-Man, Clark Kent, Superman, there's a real dog. And it was Lucky the Turf Mutt. And it was a real dog. And so the real dog appeared on the Lucky Dog television program on CBS, on Ready, Set, Pet on the CW. And it made it sticky for kids. And that's why it's used in thousands and thousands of schools. And those lesson plans, both now middle school and elementary, help kids understand that right plant, right place, wise water use, flowering plants, pollinator support. If you plant the right flowering plants at the right time, you're going to support bees and butterflies and hummingbirds and bats, which are critically important. Without them, we don't have a food supply. So those are the kinds of lessons we want to teach about being at home, and it's anybody can do it. Nature starts at your back door. If you have a balcony or a patio or a pot on a windowsill, you can do your part. And those are all Turf Mutt lesson plans. And now that we're home, I know we want to avoid this COVID business, but what we've learned at home is both Scholastic and Turf Mutt is a United States Green Building Council partner, and we're in their global learning lab, our programming, is they created at home for all these parents who've suddenly found themselves as homeschoolers with downloadable, easy to access lessons for their kids to learn at home while they're at home. And so that's very easy to do at turfmud.com.
So although Scholastic is the sponsor of these educational programs and has really written them, I guess they're not the sponsor, the foundation, Turf Mutt, is the sponsor. They're actually downloadable from turfmutt.com. Is that right?
That's correct. And that'll take you to a Scholastic. Turf Mutt is also on the Scholastic website, and it'll take you to the Turf Mutt section or group. You can also access it at the USGBC. And the Turf Mutt plans are used by the Forest Service and EPA and Department of Education. Again, it's having kids better understand your zone where you live, to understand that your yard is different in Arizona than it is in Florida than it is in Ohio, and that they could do their part by finding the right species for their region, how to use water, use it wisely. In particular, we do focus on pollinator support. And understanding the science about soil and what's in the soil, the insects, et cetera, what those insects bring, birds, and what birds bring. And so understanding the nature, the integrated nature of the environment.
More of You, the Owner's Manual, coming right up. But let's take a moment to talk about your health. Dr. Roizen will tell you that a common question he gets asked often is what vitamins he likes, what he recommends. Without knowing more about their needs, that question used to be almost impossible to answer. Now, however, it's easy. Go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and take your free assessment. It's a smart and easy way to get personalized supplement recommendations. The Persona assessment is backed by the latest nutritional research and the expertise of Persona's Medical Advisory Board, which consists of 8 nutritionists, a pharmacist, and 5 medical doctors, including Dr. Michael Roizen. All the latest scientific data and nutritional research put into one supplement program personalized for you. Just take the 5-minute assessment to get your free recommendations based on your goals, lifestyle, allergies, special diets, and prescription meds. Convenient vitamin packs are delivered to your door each month. Whether you want to sleep better, have more energy, or simply stay as young as you can, go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and get 50% off your order today. Half off now at personanutrition.com/Roizen. That's R-O-I-Z-E-N.
If you could help me understand some of this. So one of it is, part of it is to understand the integrative nature of the environment and the differences from one place to another. Obviously, it started partially with the idea of promoting the outdoors in general and your lawn. And I guess it was, why would a power company or a company involved in power equipment do this?
Sure. The companies, again, I represent companies like Honda and Yamaha, Kawasaki, Toro, John Deere, companies that make lawnmowers and chainsaws and string trimmers. So Echo, Shindaiwa, Steel, a lot of the brands you name, Craftsman. And these companies decided, and again, they didn't create the curriculum and they didn't design it. They left that to the STEM education providers like Scholastic. We've also partnered with Discovery and Weekly Reader. Is that if we instill in kids, hopefully like was done with recycling, it becomes backpack programming, is they'll take those messages, that education home to their parents, and they become parents themselves, is the better understanding of the outdoors. And if we do right by the environment, in the end, we think it's good for business, right? So it's altruistic, and we want kids to be, again, a better understanding of the integrated ness of us all. Again, I live in the Atlantic Flyway, so I've got a lot of migratory birds and insects that fly above me a couple times a year. When they look down, they don't see property lines and fences. They look for green or not green. And do they have the right food to rest and recharge? Because my lawn has literally been a television showcase. We've done some television shows here about this, including Lucky Dog. We've planted the right plants, the right flowering plants to flower at the right times and the right trees. And so I got a lot of migrating birds that will stay here, right? And so they'll rest, recharge, build their families. And that's what we want people to better understand. Right now, the criticality of pollinator support. Bees are really challenged. If we don't get support to bees, we're not going to eat. And so we're really encouraging folks to plant flowering plants where appropriate to support bees. Now, I have a lot of deer. I have a deer problem, urban deer problem. And so I have to find the right flowering plants for both bees, but frankly, the ones that the deer won't eat. And so these are the kinds of things we want to teach. We live in man-made environments, by and large. And so we want to find adaptive species, appropriate species for the region. And we want to say water is also so critically important. One of the, where Turfmont really got going was in response to the drought in California, where some folks said, well, landscapes use water. So if we got rid of the landscapes, we could save water. Well-intentioned, but what they got in response was a massive tree die-off. And they had a dust problem, a particulate problem that exacerbated the heat island effect. There was nothing to capture and filter runoff. And so they had all kinds of erosion issues. And like, what happened? Well, they spent almost $1 billion tearing out landscapes, established ones. And they've learned, well, you have to hold water on a site long enough for a tree or other large planting to use it. Those things help hold dirt in place. They're fire breaks. They're habitat. That's the other thing we want to teach kids is you can create a fence with living plants and it becomes becomes habitat. And so we learned from the California lesson is it's the right plant in the right place. Once established, if a plant is put in the right place, it won't need supplemental water. It may go brown. Brown is okay. It just means it's gone dormant until the rains come when they inevitably will. And that's something that we want to teach is that brown's okay if it's the right plant in the right place. Climate change? Go ahead.
You know, I should tell you, Chris, I'm loving this. Because my wife has often talked about planting or about taking out the grass and other parts of our front and backyard and putting in artificial turf. And so one of the things I'm loving is the fact that you're giving us all the reasons not to do that.
Well, in California, learned the hard way. They incentivized homeowners to do just that. They took out a lot of living and problematically established landscapes and grasses to use artificial turf. Well, what they learned was plastic doesn't breathe. Plastic doesn't produce oxygen. Plastic exacerbates heat, and plastic gets dirty. And so dogs and other messes that once they're on plastic, it stays. You have to use water to clean it. You have to use water to cool it. And so you end up using a lot of water. And California found that out. It also doesn't degrade. It degrades, if it does degrade, into microplastics. So it's very damaging. It is not environmentally sound. The largest carbon sink in the United States are our lawns and landscapes. Grasses sequester carbon. and produce oxygen. They also hold, so we have a lot of man-made environment, they hold dirt and soil in place, and they'll hold water in place, and they'll filter rainwater. It's also purposeful, so we don't advocate one size fits all. So do you have kids? Do you have dogs? Do you live on a hill? Put the right plant for that. So grass is pretty tough stuff, and what people don't realize is that the grasses we have today are from distilled from native grasses a long time ago, but there's dozens and dozens and dozens of grass species. So you don't necessarily buy what's the cheap grass seed on sale at the big box. Find the grass that's appropriate for your need and your region, and then it won't need supplemental water. Let it grow a little longer. It produces shade. It'll shade the roots. It cools the house. Let clover accumulate. Let it grow. It'll flower. That's good for honeybees. That typically appears in grasses. So the grass is not the problem. How we manage it, as humans often do, how we manage it is the problem.
We've been talking, and we are talking, with the president and CEO of the Outdoor Powered Association and the president of the Turf Mutt Foundation, Chris Kiser, K-I-S-E-R. Obviously, he's a wonderful advocate for grasses and for the outdoors and the benefits of living outdoors. And I think the story that I love is how a turf mutt, how turf mutt got to be the superhero that is the sponsor or the spokesperson, rather, of the Turf Mutt Foundation. And I should remind people that we are brought to you by Persona Nutrition. Now you can get vitamin packs personalized for you. Personalized, our sponsor is Persona Nutrition. You can take these. You can take the free online assessment and get your recommendation at mypersona.com. If you go to mypersona.com/Roizen, you get 50% off on your first order. I should tell you they also have NAD precursor Niagen. They have it exclusively other than at the manufacturer's website, but they carry it in the powder form that's put into a pill and into your convenient pill pack. That is Niagen, or if you will, the precursor NAD. Chris, let me go in and say I'm so fascinated by this that we know that green space and landscaping do contribute to our enjoyment of the outdoors and our health and happiness. And one of the things I've seen around more than anything during the shutdown in the area that I live in Cleveland or just outside Cleveland is an enormous increase in people walking and enjoying the outdoors, and more walking than and people outside than I've ever seen at any one time on any perfect weekend before. Is that true throughout the country? Is that what we're seeing now because of the shutdown?
Absolutely. You're starting to see people reconnect to the outdoors in a very meaningful way, in addition to walking and hiking and just being in your yard, right? If you can just get away from the devices and our phones and our iPads and just sit and listen. It's extraordinary stress relief and anxiety relief. My neighbor's a pediatrician, and the first thing she'll say, the thing you do for a young child is get them dirty, get them in a yard, get them a dog, expose them to these things. It'll help them develop in a meaningful way. And so, yes, we've seen it a lot. And it's also a lot quieter. I've done a couple of videos of late, certainly in the morning for me. There's a lot less road noise, a lot of, a lot less ambient noise. And so it's quieter. And if you just take a minute to look and listen, the birds are incredible. Lots and lots of birds are out. Everything is very busy. I was shooting a show, and literally a fox that's adapted nicely to city life, as have my deer and a coyote, just sauntered by. Luckily, the dog was inside, the new voice of Turf Mutt, and they've adapted nicely. So again, the interconnectedness of it all, nature has adapted to us. And we're in this quiet period. Hopefully people come away from this when this horrible virus business passes with an appreciation or a newly found appreciation for the outdoors and the importance and walking and exercise and fresh air. Hopefully we've all learned from this opportunity to reconnect.
Now, let me go on one last question, if I can, which is about you. How did you get involved in this? When did you get involved in it?
Well, I started out small town, southern Indiana, ended up in politics. I worked for a congressman who I didn't know, but he was famous, 9/11 commission co-chair, chairman of foreign affairs, chairman of intelligence. It was a big shot back in the day. And he brought me out to Washington, D.C., became a lawyer. And I worked with him for a decade. And like so many folks in Washington, then I went into the association business, the government relations, worked for automakers, et cetera. And then I ran... came on with this power equipment shop, which is a trade association here in the nation's capital, but we're an international group, Japanese members, European members, Chinese members. And our work is the outdoors, and we own a big trade show about the outdoors and about outdoor equipment. And we wanted to come up with a way, and I'd worked on developing recycling programming for kids at the forest products industry. And we wanted to teach kids to do a better job about people becoming familiar with the outdoors. And it's a personal passion of mine. My dog was a rescue dog. He was a rescued stray. And he became a superhero because he was a real dog, became the face of Turf Mutt. Turf Mutt took off, went from a few hundred schools to 70 million kids educated, became a TV star, two different TV shows. And now he, as a superhero character, he pawed it forward. Any dog, every dog can be a Turf Mutt. Every dog can help their family or their owner understand the outdoors, communicate the value. And so now we've pawed it forward. We now have a rescue event, a national adoption rescue event held in conjunction with our trade show that every dog, every rescue in particular. And so we do incorporate that into our messaging. The importance of rescue and rehabilitation and adoption for animals, including dogs. And again, it's just one of those things that has made it sticky for kids so that they become interested and then they learn.
Fantastic and wonderful. Thanks very much for coming on. You're listening, or you have been listening, to number 996B of You, the Owner's Manual podcast. The B's, the guest segment, our guest today, and wonderful guest, Chris Kaiser, CEO of the Turf Mutt Foundation, and I hope you do and are enjoying the outdoors more. I know that we are, and I hope you are, and keep doing it. Thanks very much for downloading us. Joe, thanks for great engineering, but especially thanks to you for downloading us, listening. Tell your friends about us. You can tell your friends about our sponsor, even Persona Nutrition. And thanks to Chris Kaiser for coming on. Remember, the A segments are always the latest news of the week, where we have Longevity is the Great Disruptor segment, as well as the Odd Omega segment and Wellness Foreplay. Thanks very much. We'll be back next week with another great guest. And I should tell you, one of my favorite guests in the past, 994B, was Paul Offit, who came up with the idea about COVID-9 having a GI problem. And he talks about that on 994B. You'll want to download that if you haven't already. And, of course, one of my all-time favorites also was David Sinclair, 968B. Lifespan, why you age and why you don't have to. And I think the all-time, maybe the all-time favorite was 947B, Catherine Eban, author of Body of Lies, The Inside Story of the Generic Drug Boom and What It Was Made Of and Why It Isn't What You Think It Is. This is Dr. Mike Roizen. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back next week.